Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, January 15th. Currently with overcast skies, it is minus 1 degree. The humidity is 56%. The wind speed is northeast at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.29. The dew point is minus 13 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 14 degrees. We do have a couple notices. One, we want to let you know that we are under a wind chill warning until tomorrow at noon. And also, we've been notified that the Norton County Courthouse will be closed today due to not having any water. The Norton County Courthouse will be closed today, Monday, January 15th. We want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Juvenile Services in Northwest Kansas is on an important mission every day. J.P. Bizet explains.
It's mainly to strengthen the safety and success of at-risk youth and families through prevention, supervision, and collaboration with community resources. Assistant Director Ryan Lichter.
Our goal now with the reform is to change their way of thinking so they don't continue to make bad decisions. When you have individuals that made a lot of bad decisions, it's hard to change their way of thinking. But through the programming that we provide and the curriculum that we provide, you know, our hopes are that once they're done with us, we don't see them again.
Juvenile Services serves a 5-county area consisting of Barton, Stafford, Ellsworth, Rice, and Russell counties.
Park City is moving forward on an historic horse racing facility at the former Wichita Greyhound Park. The city council approved zoning for the Golden Circle Historic Horse Racing Facility. A new attraction will be home to 1,000 historic horse racing machines, along with a Gillies Dance Hall and new hotel. That's in the works now. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Friday, Governor Kelly announced a $4.75 million initiative to improve the digital skills of Kansans not yet able to maximize the power of the Internet, as the Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansans, or DOC program, strengthens access to necessary digital tools and opportunities. Governor Kelly said that by investing almost $5 million in digital skills training, they're creating a future for every Kansan to harness the power of technology and unlock its full potential. DOC promotes access to digital resources by providing awards for digital skills development programs, and the maximum individual award is $250,000 with required matching funds at 5%. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said it's critical to recognize the importance of this type of training as Kansas continues to support the needs of a changing workforce while bringing high-speed Internet to everyone. He said this program will amplify opportunities for more Kansans by expanding the skills they need to participate in the digital economy. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development, or KOBD, encourages local governments, community organizations, educational institutions, and others to partner in making the DOC program a success. A Kansas Highway Patrol K-9 was injured in an accident just before 3:30 p.m. on Friday in Ellis County. According to Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Todd Heilman, troopers briefly shut down Interstate 70 westbound between Walker and Hayes to allow tow trucks to remove a semi that was involved in an earlier accident from the median at the Walker Bridge. And traffic is routed to Old Highway 40 from Walker to Commerce Parkway in Hayes and allowed back on Interstate 70. During the shutdown, a westbound semi struck a state trooper's vehicle with his canine partner in the kennel. The trooper was outside the vehicle directing traffic and not injured. However, the canine was rushed to a local veterinarian in Hayes for treatment. And just before 6:30 p.m., Trooper Heilman said they're all hoping for the best. No additional details have been released at this time. Kansas families with school-aged children will receive a one-time benefit of $120 per child as part of the Supplemental Pandemic Electronic Benefit, or PEBT, program, and a total of $13.6 million will be distributed to approximately 114,000 school-aged children in January. Laura Howard, the Secretary of Kansas Department for Children and Families, said the supplemental PEBT program helps parents and care providers access nutritious food for their families, and she said she's pleased that they're able to provide this benefit to Kansas children to reduce food insecurity for Kansas's youngest citizens. Supplemental PEBT, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the American Rescue Plan Act, is designed to benefit school-aged children who received free or reduced-price school meals through the National School Lunch Program during the 2022-2023 school year. And due to the complexity of gathering the data, the benefit is for the summer months of June, July, and August of 2023. The benefit distribution will be auto-issued through a direct certification process January 17th to the 26th, though parents and guardians who believe their children are eligible but do not receive a benefit in January may request a supplemental benefit using the Department for Children and Families self-service portal February 1st to the 29th of 2024. Recipients may use their PEBT funds to purchase eligible foods from approved retailers that accept food assistance benefits like grocery stores and online at Aldi, Amazon, or Walmart. And for additional information, you can visit dcf.ks.gov. On Sunday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed that flags be lowered to half staff at the state capitol complex and all court buildings and facilities through Tuesday, January 16th, to honor 31st District Magistrate Judge Tom McCukla, who passed away last week. Governor Kelly said Judge McCukla was a dedicated public servant who, as district magistrate judge, worked to ensure justice for the citizens of Woodson, Wilson, Allen, and Neosho counties. She said on behalf of the state of Kansas, she thanks him for his service, and her deepest condolences go out to his loved ones. Judge Malcolm passed away on January 8, 2024, and flags are to remain at half staff until he is interred on Tuesday, January 16th. In Nebraska news, a Curtis woman pled not guilty to charges related to using her minor daughter to sell drugs. Candy McLean, 46, entered the plea last month in Frontier County District Court to charges of child abuse and using a minor to distribute a controlled substance. According to an arrest affidavit, in November 2023, a man reported to the Frontier County Sheriff's Office that his wife, McLean, sold different medications, including his hydrocodone, to people for extra cash. He added McLean often sent their minor daughter to exchange the pills with the buyer. The affidavit said McLean has prior convictions for drug possession, forgery, and procuring alcohol to a minor. And court records say there have been 14 child abuse neglect hotline intakes on the family since 2013. McLean is currently serving 1 year probation following a misdemeanor conviction of contributing to the delinquency of a minor in Frontier County Court. McLean's bond has been set at $25,000, 10% of which would be needed to be posted for her to be released from jail. She's back in court at 10 a.m. on February 14th. A man was caught on Thursday with methamphetamine after a chase near Lincoln, according to the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office. At around 5:10 p.m., deputies tried pulling over a vehicle for having improper tint and following too close on I-80 just west of Lincoln. And the driver, 49-year-old Jason Pemberton, refused to stop, according to Chief Deputy Ben Houchin. During the chase, Pemberton threw a backpack, which had 11 pounds of methamphetamine inside of it, out of the vehicle. And according to Houchin, Pemberton stopped in a shoemaker's parking lot and ran away, although he was eventually taken into custody. Pemberton was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including possession of a controlled substance. A 39-year-old inmate died Friday at the Reception and Treatment Center in Lincoln. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said Ryan Poe was serving a life sentence for first-degree murder in Douglas County, and his sentence began on July 12th of 2006. The cause of death is unknown. However, Poe was being treated for a medical condition, according to officials. A grand jury will investigate Poe's death, which is required by Nebraska law. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Community Foundation awarded $1,700 in the December grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported K-State Research and Extension Twin Creeks District, which received $700 for their radon educational program, and USD 211, which received $1,000 for Eisenhower Elementary School 5th grade participation in Young Ameritown. K-State Research and Extension Twin Creeks District is planning a public meeting to educate Norton County citizens about radon, a colorless, odorless gas that is produced naturally in some soils and is prevalent in Kansas. The Surgeon General has warned that radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States today. And radon specialists from Kansas State University are encouraging all Kansas households to be tested, as one in four homes in Kansas test at or above the EPA's radon action level. Homes with elevated radon levels can install an ASD, or active soil depressurization mitigation system. And a radon specialist from Kansas State University will be in Norton to present the information. Home testing kits will also be made available at the meeting, and a meal will be provided. You can contact K-State Research and Extension for more details. Young Ameritown of Kansas is a program of Next Generation Roundup for Youth Incorporated. It's a 4 to 6 week financial literacy curriculum designed for 4th through 8th grades that teaches basic economics, banking, money management, government, communications, entrepreneurship, philanthropy, and employment. And the culmination of the classroom experience is a field trip to Young Ameritown of Kansas in the former Lenora High School building in Lenora, Kansas, where students turned citizens fill real-world roles as mayor, judge, police officer, mail carriers, managers, accountants, key employees, and volunteer firefighters. Students spend their paychecks at all 10 shops, including banks, town hall, snack shop, container shop, sign and print, energy resources, newspaper, TV station, YATK radio, and medical center, as well as donate to local charities. Eisenhower Elementary School would like all 5th graders to participate in this program, and the grant funds from the Norton County Community Foundation will help cover the enrollment fees of the students for the next 2 years. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org/grants, and applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email Bethany at nortoncf.org, or visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. More than 4,480 Kansas State University students have earned semester honors for their academic performance in the fall 2023 semester. Students earning a grade point average for the semester of 3.75 or above on at least 12 graded credit hours receive these semester honors, along with commendations from their deans, and the honors are also recorded on their permanent academic records. Local students who earned semester honors for the fall 2023 semester from Kansas State University includes in Decatur County, from Dresden, Haley Jacobs, from Jennings, Anna Carter, from Norcator, Drew Kaysen, and from Oberlin, J.C. Fortin, Isabel Graffel, Reese Graffel, and Logan Hayward. In Phillips County, from Glade, Kagan Keaton, and from Phillipsburg, Megan Keaton, Colette Kennedy, Taryn Sides, Ty Sides, Haley Teen, and in Graham County, from Hill City, Michael Blanks, and Connor Dinko. In Norton County, from Almena, Brendan Sammons and Bailey Sides, from Lenora, Sarah David, and from Norton, Alexander Ocker, Marissa Christensen, Kelly Donahue, and Courtney Jones. Results from this weekend's wrestling tournaments includes from the Newton Tournament of Champions, where Norton finished 11th place as a team out of 33 total teams. The individual results include Caleb Kieswetter, 106 pounds, placing 6th. Derek Clydesdale, 113 pounds, placing 7th. Brennan Vonenstiel, 144 pounds, placing 5th. Colton Stover, 215 pounds, placing 6th. And Corbin Puga, 285 pounds, placing 3rd. At the Hayes Junior Prairie Classic, the individual results include Stratton McKenna, 106 pounds, placing 2nd. Michael Urban, 132 pounds, placing 3rd. Jack Carter, 150 pounds, placing 1st. Jarrett Vonenstiel, 157 pounds, placing 3rd. And Cope Railsback, 175 pounds, placing 1st. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll be having chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, snow is likely mainly before 1 p.m. It should be cloudy and cold with a high near 5 and wind chill values today as low as minus 14. We should have a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Our chance of precipitation today is 60%, with total daytime snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. For tonight, there's a chance of flurries before 7 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with the low around minus 12 and wind chill values tonight as low as minus 26 with the west wind around 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 22 with wind chill values as low as minus 27. And on Tuesday night, should be mostly clear with the low around 5. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 30. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 18. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 15. On Saturday, should be partly sunny with a high near 24. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 36. Currently, with light snow, it is minus 2 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is north at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.32. The dew point is minus 9 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 14 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Do want to remind everybody, we are under a wind chill warning today, right now, until tomorrow at noon. Also, the Norton County Courthouse will be closed today due to not having water. We want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:23.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas Jayhawks picked up a big bounce-back win on the weekend, taking down the ninth-ranked Oklahoma Sooners 78-66 at home. Hunter Dickinson tallied his 10th double-double of the season with a game-high 24 points and 14 rebounds in the win, while Kevin McCullough tacked on 21 of his own points Saturday afternoon. That's the fourth time this season Dickinson and McCullough have had 20 or more points. The Kansas State Wildcats suffered their first Big 12 loss of the year Saturday when they fell to the Texas Tech Red Raiders 60-59 on the road. Three Wildcats scored in double figures in the loss, led by a game-high 16 points from Tyler Perry, along with 15 from Cam Carter and another 10 from Arthur Kaluma. That loss also snapped K-State's overall four-game winning streak. And the recent slide for the Wichita State Shockers continued yesterday with a lopsided 112-86 loss to the Memphis Tigers. That's five straight losses for Wichita State. Colby Rogers led the Shockers with 20 points in the loss, while former K-State forward Naquan Tomlin contributed 14 points off the bench for the 13th-ranked Tigers on Sunday afternoon. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.